This is a News 1130 special report.
It's Foodie Friday on News 1130. Last week, the Food Network's Guy Fieri was in Vancouver shooting the first international episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And Mi Jun Pak from Follow Me Foodie joins us to talk about the spots Guy didn't visit, but Mi Jun, you think he should have gone to.
Yeah, I mean, not to discredit anywhere that he went at all, but there are a few places I think he missed that I really think he needs to come back for. So number one on my list is I have many others, but this is just one of them that comes to mind. It's Hilltop Cafe Diner in Langley. And this is kind of a hidden gem kind of diner. And Vancouver's kind of fancy, and we have all these new modern diners, but this isn't modern. This is your old-fashioned, greasy spoon, truck stop diner. And they're also famous for pies, but what I was interested in, which I actually have gone to try, is their Everest burger. And this burger, you can't even order it at lunchtime because it takes up the entire grill. So you have to go in off-peak hours. And it's 4 5-ounce burger patties, baked ham, cheddar cheese, mozzarella cheese, farmer sausage, bacon, mushrooms, onions, all this stuff. And the thing is about like 6 to 8 inches high. Like, I've had this before and it's huge.
How do you get it in your mouth?
You're going to need a team to tackle that burger.
It's huge. I had one other person helping me out, but then we also had Eggs Benedict, and we had like 2 pies, and it was a good time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got the Hilltop Cafe, which sounds like a perfect place for Guy. What about, there's somewhere in Chinatown that you've mentioned.
Definitely. This is one of the more well-known dives, I guess, and it's the famous Phnom Penh. And that's in Chinatown, and they're a Vietnamese-Cambodian restaurant, and this is definitely a local favorite that's always packed any time of day. And what they're famous for is the Phnom Penh deep-fried chicken wings. So these aren't just, you know, any regular chicken wings. Well, they have this light, crispy batter, and then the special part is that it comes with this lemon pepper dipping sauce. And you dip the chicken wings to it, and I don't know what it is, but it's like, I don't know. I'm going to say crack.
It's so good.
It just brightens up all the flavors, and we like to think it cuts the grease of the, you know, deep friedness. Probably doesn't really, but we'll just keep it that way that it does.
It was one of the first places my friend took me when I first moved into Vancouver, and I've been going back regularly ever since. I love that place.
Oh, my God. It's amazing, isn't it?
Okay, so we've got Phnom Penh, we've got the Hilltop Cafe, and there's one more spot that you think Guy should go to.
Definitely. The third one, well, this is kind of a cheat because it's not really a diner or drive-in or dive-in. It is actually a little cafe that opened up, and it's a hidden gem located in Surrey, and it's called Bewitched Cafe. And it's opened up by 2 best friends. It's a small little sandwich shop and opened this year. And what they're special about is that they make their recipes all from episodes of Triple D. And so you might think, like, okay, well, why would he need to go there if he's tried everything? But all their other recipes also come from other shows on Food Network. So
wow.
It's almost all the best recipes under one roof.
So what kind of stuff do they make at Bewitched then?
They have one of my favorites is it's called the Chain Gang Chili. And it's pretty much a chili, but it just tastes like a big bowl of pulled pork. It's delicious. And another
awesome
thing they have is an apple pie stuffed French toast. It's got apple butter and cream cheese sandwiched between 2 slices of egg bread, and it's dipped in egg custard and coated in house granola. And then they grill it, and then they serve it with maple syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm hungry now.
It's amazing.
Thanks.
I know. And the thing is, though, is that they follow all these like really bad-for-you recipes, but then they make it good for you. Like, they use low-fat cream cheese and all this stuff. And you can't even tell, though. It still tastes absolutely delicious.
Fantastic. Mi Jun Pak, Follow Me Foodie. Thank you very much. This has been Foodie Friday here on the Midday Show, looking at some diners, drive-ins, and dives around town.